verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. I've often wondered why he was not there. I do not know. I can merely surmise. I can merely make a guess. And I rather think that Thomas was a doubter. He had a question mark for a brain, as we've seen, always casting a gloom on every situation. And I think, very frankly, the reason he wasn't with the 10, because they were all talking excitedly about Jesus being raised from the dead. And why wasn't he with them? He didn't believe it. And he forgot the assembling of themselves together. And he wasn't with them. But now word came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Boy, is he a doubter. He's got enough evidence to make him a believer, but he's not. Now, our Lord appears again. And so Thomas sticks by the others. He said, I'll be here if he appears again. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Thomas was there, friends. Now I'm reading again. Then came Jesus, the door was being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Again, you see, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, that is, be not unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And friends, as far as the record is concerned, he didn't reach forth his hand and touch him. He didn't have to. You know, there are a great many people say, oh, if I could only handle, if I could only do this. That's not the problem today. There is the evidence. The problem is not with the evidence that is available today of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The problem is in the human heart today. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And this is one of the great statements, one of the great confessions of Scripture. At the beginning, there was a doubter by the name of Nathanael, you remember. And Nathanael fell down at that time and called him the Lord and my God. And now Thomas, at the end of the ministry of our Lord, does that. Verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. There is a special blessing on those today who believe the evidence, that is, for the death and resurrection of Christ. Now we've actually come to the end of the gospel, because here is the statement, and this is the main key, I think, to the gospel. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Again, I call your attention to the fact our Lord did many things that are not recorded. Many blind men, multitudes of those that were deaf and dumb, multitudes of those that were sick with fever, multitudes of those that were crippled. No doubter in that day could deny the fact that he was doing these things. Now, these are written, John says, for a purpose, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Now, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that he is the one that died for your sins, rose again, as is recorded here, and when you do that through believing, you have life, you're born again. You become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. That brings us to the end of the gospel, but somebody says, wait a minute, here's chapter 21.